Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is A Call to Worship and Praise. This is Terry McElman at the piano in the presence of Jehovah. And we began our program today with a wonderful medley with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra. Thank you so much for joining me today. Later on in our broadcast, we're going to be sharing with you Psalm 73 from the Living Bible. And our devotional today will be dealing with drawing near to God. You know, the Christian life is a constant drawing near of our souls to the heart of God. God is drawn near to us through Christ's redeeming sacrifice, that we might daily draw near to Him. There's no greater privilege than this, and that's something we need to do as Christians. You know, having been brought near to personal fellowship with the Lord, the believer has the privilege and the responsibility to continue to draw near to God. We do it through His Word, we do it through prayer, we do it with walking with the Savior every day. We'll be talking more about that later in the broadcast. Right now, let's ask God for His blessing and His anointing on this program today. Heavenly Father, we do want to draw near to You. We think it is such a privilege that we could come into Your presence today. Into the presence of God Almighty. What a concept. We can hardly comprehend what it all means. But Your Word says that through Christ, we have access to the throne of God. And today we come into Your presence to worship You and to praise Your holy name. And Father, I pray that You'll take the scripture that we share later and the devotional about drawing near to You and really embed it into our hearts and our minds, so that our total purpose in life might be not only to worship You, but to get closer and closer to You every day of our lives. For those that are listening today, I pray that You'll touch them with Your Holy Spirit and anoint this program so that we all can feel Your presence, Lord, as we worship You and as we praise Your holy name today. Thank You, Lord. We do come into Your presence. In fact, in the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, our troubles will vanish and our hearts will be mended, because we are indeed in the presence of the King.
Well, let's just all sing it together. In the presence of Jehovah.
Now let me share with you Psalm 73, a psalm of Asaph, taken today from the Living Bible. Truly God is good to Israel, to those whose hearts are pure. But as for me, I came so close to the edge of the cliff. My feet were slipping and I was almost gone. For I envied the proud when I saw them prosper despite their wickedness. They seem to live such a painless life. Their bodies are so healthy and strong. They aren't troubled like other people or plagued with problems like everyone else. They wear pride like a jeweled necklace, and their clothing is woven of cruelty. These fat cats have everything their hearts could ever wish for. They scoff and speak only evil. In their pride, they seek to crush others. They boast against the very heavens, and their words strut throughout the earth. And so the people are dismayed and confused, drinking in all their words. Does God realize what is going on, they ask? Is the Most High even aware of what is happening? Look at these arrogant people, enjoying a life of ease while their riches multiply. Was it for nothing that I kept my heart pure and kept myself from doing wrong? All I get is trouble all day long. Every morning brings me pain. If I had really spoken this way, I would have been a traitor to your people. So I tried to understand why the wicked prosper, and what a difficult task it is. Then one day, I went into your sanctuary, O God, and I thought about the destiny of the wicked. Truly, you put them on a slippery path and send them sliding over the cliff to destruction. In an instant, they are destroyed, swept away by terrors. Their present life is only a dream that is gone when they awake. When you arise, O Lord, you will make them vanish from this life. Then I realized how bitter I had become, how pained I had been by all I had seen. I was so foolish and ignorant. I must have seemed like a senseless animal to you. Yet I still belong to you. You are holding my right hand. You will keep on guiding me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. Whom have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on earth. My health may fail, and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. But those who desert him will perish, for you destroy those who abandon you. But as for me, how good it is to be near God. I have made the Sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful things you do.
Many times they fail. You seem so far away, a million miles or more it feels today. And though I haven't lost my faith, I must confess right now that it's hard for me to pray. But I don't know what to say, I don't know where to start. But as you give the grace, with all that's in my heart, I will sing, yes, I will pray. Even in my darkest hour, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing. Your word is true, I will sing. Lord, it's hard for me to see all the thoughts and plans you have for me. Yes, it is. But I will put my trust in you, knowing that you died. Set me free. Oh, thank God you did. But I don't know what to say. And I don't know where to start. But as you give the grace, with all that's in my heart, I will sing.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. In the background right now, it's a Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes, a medley of songs beginning with, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Oh, how kind and gracious is the Lord. And we'll wind up this medley with, surely goodness and mercy. We also just heard from the Don Moen and Hosanna Singers and their song entitled, I will sing of the Lord. Thank you so much for joining me today here in A Call to Worship. Thank you also for your letters and your financial help of this ministry. I appreciate receiving your letters every week, and it really means so much to me that you care enough to check us out. Maybe there's a question, maybe there's something you'd like to see, and you can find us here on the call letters. Our call letters right now are at calltoworship.us. Really simple letter, www.calltoworship.us. Your financial gifts, your letters, all the things that you need to ask me, you can send to her there. And you can also make your contribution right on that website in the same way. So check us out, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us. And the mailing address, if you need to write to us, Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And just reminding you of the website, we are posting today's broadcast on that website for the entire week. I know many of you listen to Call to Worship this way by radio stations around the country. But if you want to listen to Call to Worship on our website, you can do that at www.calltoworship.us. So whether it's on the website, mailing address, whatever, check us out, won't you? Coming up a little later in our broadcast today, we're going to be talking about drawing near to God. We draw near to Christ through a humble spirit. A humble spirit and attitude that has a right view of both God and man's abilities is an essential ingredient to cultivate a rich sense of God's abiding presence. We can also draw near to God when we claim our new position in Christ. God is for us, not against us. And we can also draw near when we encounter God in a systematic, persistent prayer. So check us out later when we draw near to God by this wonderful devotional by Dr. Charles Stanley from his book, A Touch of His Presence. Well, let's get back to this medley of songs that we're playing in the background with the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes, winding up with a song entitled, Surely Goodness and Mercy.
Thank you.
all this world reveals and wants to know. All I once thought gain, I have counted loss, spent and worthless now compared to this. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater.
And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled, A Touch of His Presence, Meditations for a Richer Life of Faith, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Earlier in our program, we shared with you Psalm 73 from the Living Bible. Verse 28 of that said, But as for me, how good it is to be near God. Today I want to talk a little bit about just drawing near to God. The late A.W. Tozer remarked that Christians are too often caught in the coils of a spurious logic that says if we have found Christ, we need to seek Him no more. Having been brought to a personal fellowship with the Lord, the believer has the privilege and responsibility to continue to draw near to Him. There are three points about drawing near to God. Point number one, we draw near to Christ through a humble spirit. The Word of God is recorded in Isaiah 66:2, where it says, This is the one I esteem, he who is humble and contrite in spirit, and trembles at my word. A humble spirit, that's an attitude that has a right view of both God's and man's abilities, is an essential ingredient to cultivate a rich sense of God's abiding presence. James wrote in chapter 4, verse 6 of his letter, that God resists the proud, but extends grace to the humble in spirit. You see, the blessings of God's nearness flourish from a humble heart before Him. Genuine meekness is a true recognition of God's sovereign power over people and circumstances. Our heart looks to the Lord to reward our efforts. For what others ignore, God sees and honors. When people are unjust toward us, Christ Himself guards our reputation and takes up our cause. And point number two, we draw near to God as we cultivate a life of integrity. Psalm 145, verse 18 says, The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. You see, honesty is a straight road to the heart of God. When we continue in known sin patterns and refuse to acknowledge their corrosive influence, we will have a difficult time basking in the nearness of God. In most instances, repentance is the antidote, turning away from sin and toward God. Sin may not be conquered instantly, but we set the course for intimacy when we mean business with God through confession and repentance. James also wrote in that same chapter that we quoted earlier, in verse 8, Come near to God, and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So those points are, point one, we draw near to God through a humble spirit. Point two was, we draw near to God as we cultivate a life of integrity. And now point three, we draw near to God when we claim our new position in Christ. Too often, guilt over our sins or past erects a barricade between our emotions and the Lord. We shrink from God's presence because we are ashamed of or disappointed about our behavior. We fail to develop any true sense of intimacy. The cross of Christ dealt with our guilt and shame once for all, placing our sins and guilt on Christ Himself. Now, as children of God, we can say what Paul told the Romans, chapter 8, verse 1, Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You see, God is for us, not against us. The Holy Spirit convicts us of specific sin, not to condemn, but to bring our sin to the light of God's cleansing love and forgiveness. Hebrews 4:16 says, We can draw near to God's great throne of grace because we can now find mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. The Christian life is a constant drawing near of our souls to the heart of God. We draw near when we encounter God in His living, active Word. We draw near when we encounter God in systematic, persistent prayer. And we draw near when we serve others in Christ's name. God has drawn near to us through Christ's redeeming sacrifice, that we might daily draw near to Him. There is no greater privilege than drawing near to God. And we can draw near to Him because He has drawn near to us in Christ Jesus. Lord, help me to continually draw near to You morning by morning as I gaze upon Your wonders and Your unfailing love to me. I delight in Your nearness and treasure the intimacy of Your fellowship. Let me continue to seek You and never becoming complacent or smug in my knowledge of You. I want to draw near to You, Lord, and I know that I have an entrance into Your presence in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Redeemer.
I am Thine, O Lord. I have heard Thy voice and it told Thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to Thee. The cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious consecrate me now to Thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Oh, and let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious bleeding. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this ministry. It really keeps us going, and we really appreciate you writing to us. My address is Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or you can find us on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. And now let's wind up our program today with the Crystal Sea Singers and their song entitled, Give Me Jesus.